Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about direction. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, can you tell me exactly what I will need to know to work as a web developer? Can you, for example, list out all the methods and functions and stuff like that? I prefer having this type of direct direction, and I want to know exactly what I need to do in order to achieve my goals. Maybe a list of places where you can get this sort of information. I'm not sure if I can help you. I really don't. That I would even go as far as to say that I think that you need to drop this entire mindset, because if you're looking for very specific directions on exactly what you need to learn in order to do your job, then software engineering is not for you. That's not how it works. What usually happens is that you will get a sphere, like a range of things that you need to learn. And the thing that at least I try to help you with on my little hobby channel here is to give you a sense of importance of, that's what I'm trying to emphasize. I'm trying to give you an indicator to what the software developers are doing every single day, what's important to us. Because just as anything, everything could be a factor. If, for example, you're going to go into the military, it's pretty important that you know how to handle a rifle. And although it may not be as important for you to know how to scrub the latrines, you're going to need to know how to do that because it's part of doing your service. Same thing with software developers. There are things that are very critical that you need. And then there are things that may not be so critical, but they are useful, and in some cases you actually need to know them. So it's not really easy for me to just say that you need to know exactly these things. And there is no one out there who is going to give you that, ever. Especially even if I were to right now send you to a document that in some magical way reclaimed that they could list out all the things that you actually need to learn in order to be a software developer, you won't survive your first day at work. Because software development is about problem solving. Independent, a lot of the times, problem solving. That is what it is about. It's about you learning. You get some indicators roughly what you need to figure out, and then you will get tasks. Nobody's going to tell you exactly how to solve that task. You're going to be on your own. You're going to have to, that's what being an engineer or anybody who creates anything, that's what you do. An artist doesn't get instructions on how to paint, they figure it out. And it's the same thing for us software developers. So if you really need a lot of direction, then I really urge you to not get into this industry. It's not going to be for you. I've had quite a few developers in the recruitment pipelines and things like that who they simply could not survive the transition from academics to real software development, and they couldn't because the thing that they were really good at was memorizing algorithms and solutions and reading a lot of books. And that's great, but if you can't apply what you've learned, you're pointless. You're completely useless to the industry. That's why I argue that all education around practically anything that has a practical value has to be focused on delivering results. Academics are great, but they're pointless if they don't lead. Like, they're supposed to be a foundation, a theoretical foundation that leads to value in the physical world. If that doesn't happen, they're pointless. They're at best a mental exercise that might expand your mind, but if you can't apply the thing, you're not going to be able to do anything. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you want to know exactly what you need to know in order to get a job as a web developer, I will tell you right now, you can Google right now all the the skills that you need to be a web developer. I have a few documents that you could take a look at as well if you want to have a roadmap, but these are not exact guidelines for how to do it. I'm just going to tell you right now, you can't get that. It's impossible. You will have to go through the trial and error like everybody else. That's how you become a software developer. You learn from people who are more experienced. They tell you that, well, in my work, I use these things. You should probably learn those things. And then you learn those things, and then you realize that, well, there's this other person next to that person who says that, yeah, I use a lot of those tools, but I also use these tools. And then you learn those tools. And then you continue that process until you someday get somebody else who comes to you and says, "How, what do I need to learn to be a software developer?" And then you give them the same thing. And then the whole cycle starts over. Have a great day.